Cleveland's Mix 106.5. It's 749 578 1065. Our phone numbers anytime you want to participate. Toll free 800 829 1065. We're ready to play Deal or No Deal. Joe's got to get out of here for Fox, man. I hate to see you late there on radio.
They'll wait for me.
I know, but the roads are dangerous. I'm worried for you.
Don't worry about me, Brian. This show is so much more important, especially with Deal or No Deal.
All right, and I'm a little concerned here because this is your day. All right, you get to pick the deal or no deal. We've been going back and forth every day. Tomorrow's my deal.
Deal or no deal.
What do you got going? What's brewing in your head?
Somebody's going to have to say they're willing to do something tonight. And then tomorrow we find out if they did it and how it was. If we find out tomorrow they did it and how it was, they get their $200. If we find out tomorrow they didn't do what we need them to do tonight, then tomorrow's deal or no deal, $400. And I have a funny feeling, Joe. We're going to go to $400. I want to ask you one question, though, since I haven't talked to you about this. How many callers are we going to take to where they keep saying no deal, no deal, to where we say fine, and no one does it today? Tomorrow it's 400. You know what I'm saying?
Six.
Oh, really? That many? That's fine. You want to go with six? I know you have to get out of here.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You might just want to go three. Let's go three.
Let's go three. I don't know what you're talking about.
Here we go.
I'm scared.
Take the first caller.
All right, Mix 106.5. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, you must
be. Do you have someone to play the game yet?
Yeah, no. You're the first contestant. You're 21 and over?
Yes.
All right, then. Here's the deal. For $200, you must say, yes, I'll do it, and then actually do it. You have to go to Only Undies Night tonight at the Club Touch in Ohio City.
What?
No.
For $200. With us here behind the scenes is Mike, our assistant producer.
Hey,
Mike, how you doing? Speak loud, speak clear. Don't mumble.
I'm doing great, Brian. How you doing?
We're doing good. We're going to find your microphone there.
There it is.
Joe, I want you to look at the picture, the advertisement. And what periodical was this in?
That's the Free Times.
That's the Free Times. As you can see.
This is trash.
Look, it's not even just Mike. Look who else is in that picture in that advertisement. You see Mike?
Oh, it's Amy.
It's Amy, the one that takes care of all our home invasions.
It's you and Amy in underwear.
In underwear.
At the underpants party.
Now, Mike, you're going to the underpants party tonight, right?
I might be able to.
You have to, because if the next person says yes, they'll do it for $200, you have to be the person to make sure that they're there.
Okay, well, I have to work tonight at midnight, too.
Only Undies night?
It starts at what time?
10, I think.
Yeah, just be there by 10. Let's go to our second caller. Anyway, hi, good morning. That does not count. They have to say no.
I would never do this for $200.
I went for free. I paid $5.
Yeah, go see what Mike looks like. He's the center guy with the girl with the pink skirt hugging him in the advertisement for Undies Night.
What did you
touch.
Do?
I had fun.
All right, Mix 106.5, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're calling number two for Deal or No Deal, the radio version, for $200. Will you appear at 10 o'clock in underwear at Undies Night over at Touch in Ohio City?
What club is it?
It's called Touch. It's at Ohio City.
On Lorraine Road.
Yeah, I'll do it.
You'll do it.
You'll do it.
I think there should be a limit of how long she has to stay in, too.
I agree. Well, you said you have to split or something. Could you be there by 10 to meet her?
Oh, I can be there at 10 to 11:30. That's my time
no,
limit.
No, she's not being there for an hour and a half.
No, she can be there for an hour.
Not even an hour.
Half hour.
Half hour.
21, are you buying drinks?
21 minutes.
Mike, will you buy her drinks?
If you give me money,
I'll
too,
give
yes.
Some money. I'll give him like a 20. You can buy you some drinks.
$21. Okay. $21, 21 minutes.
Get wasted in our underpants.
After I stay there for an hour.
What's that?
I get the $200 after I stay for an hour.
You'll get the $200. Believe me, this is all part of the Deal or No Deal television version.
Oh, you'll be paid.
You get a check from the company.
You'll be paid for your services. Don't you worry.
All right, I'll do it.
All right, what kind of undies are you going to wear? Do you have anything in mind?
No, whatever you want me to wear.
Well, that doesn't.
I think long johns would be great. You know,
it's cold.
That's hot.
No.
In the morning.
Mix 106.5.
Wow, in our second call, we have a contestant going to Undies Night over at Touch Ohio City. Joe's suggesting to wear long johns.
Yeah. I could never go there because I'm commando. You know me, man.
Joe, I'm thinking later on, you and I are going to do a bet down the road, and the loser has to go to Undie Night. And you got to host it, like, for the first hour. Could you imagine losing and having to go to Undie Night?
Pinnacle of our career, man.
Yeah, so congratulations. Her name's Riley, but I think that's like a dancer's name she just gave me, you know. But she'll be in her underwear tonight at 10 o'clock. And if she does it, she gets $200 in Deal or No Deal, the radio version, Cleveland's Mix 106.5. Plus, tomorrow morning around this time, we'll ask her how Undie Night was. Cleveland's Mix 106.5, 759, Deal or No Deal. Will it happen? Tomorrow's could be worth $400 if Riley doesn't show up for Undies Night over at Touch in Ohio City. We only know about Undies Night because our assistant producer, Mike, in studio.
Yes.
You're in the advertisement. What Cleveland, Matt, what's this one?
It's the Free Times.
Free Times?
Free Times.
The Free Times. A picture of Mike. He's the one that's being held by the girl, Amy, who also works here at Mix. This is a conspiracy. I think we should get the I-team on this. Amy, also from Clear Channel Communications in the advertisement. Thursday nights is undies night. Do you have to wear your undies from the car to the place?
Oh, we already... I discussed this with Riley.
Yeah.
That she can just wear a trench coat so she doesn't have to walk the streets of Ohio City in her underpants. Because the parking's not that close, so you're going to have to walk a little bit.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
You don't want to be walking around in your underpants more than you have to.
She's got to be. She's got to get there by 10, no later than 10:30, because I don't want to have you held up there in your underwear.
Uh-huh.
I want you to get your
hung out to dry.
804, the Brian and Joe radio show at Cleveland's Mix, 106.5 WMVX. Tonight, it's going to be undies night over at Touch. Our deal or no deal contestant, Riley, will be out there from at least 10 to 10:30, and we'll take care of a few of her first drinks there. She has to go to undies night for $200. I'm being told right now, quickly, Anthony is on the line. Anthony is yesterday's winner who had to take his pants out in 23-degree weather outside in our parking lot and wave his arms around for a couple seconds. I think it was 21 seconds. Hello?
Yes, it is.
How can we help you?
Well, I just wanted to make sure that we have equal justice here, and we have pictures of our maybe winner tomorrow
on the
internet.
Like the picture of you on the internet right now?
Yes, exactly.
Point well taken. We'll take pictures tonight.
And maybe you could give me an extra 200 since it was 30 degrees outside, and she's got a nice warm inside. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and the first three drinks are going to be bought by me. Hey, you know what? You didn't make out too well when you think about it. Mix 106.5. Money, money. Cleveland's Mix 106.5. It's 8:12. Well, waiting for Joe's debut on Fox 8. Hopefully he's not involved with any tie-ups to get to the studio. He left a little later than usual than he wanted to because we were talking about our deal or no deal contestant going to undies night tonight over at Touch in Ohio City for $200.
Touch is very nice.
Yeah. You've been there?
I was there. It's just reopened. I was there before it closed, but it is a very nice place.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Never been to undies night?
No.
All right.
Never in a million years.
So, well, as long as Joe's okay, we're hoping they'll call in. We're going to try to bring up the audio of Fox 8 when they have him on there. He's going to be on there with other radio people.
Oh, are you going to bleep them out?
Nah, I don't care less. The reality is there's other radio stations. We all know it.
Okay.
But what's going on with the roads?
On top of all the...
And also on the road for you, Faith, is Joe. Joe, what can you tell us from your vantage point?
Well, you should always leave extra early, just in case you have to be someplace by 8:30. I'm stuck right by East 22nd, East 14th on 77, right by the exit there. It's a standstill. So, Fox 8, I'm coming.
Sorry to keep you later than usual because of the undies night idea.
Well, you know, I'm listening to the show, and I'm thinking, geez, you know, what's going on here? Yesterday, a guy dropped trowel, and that was fine, you know, and now you're talking undies night like we're sponsoring it or something.
No, we're not sponsoring it.
You know, we're not, totally. And what's funny is that Mike, who's been there, assistant producer Mike now, he's been there, and he's in the advertisement, and then he tells the woman that wins or that has an opportunity to get $200, hey, wear a trench coat. Now, that's really cleaning things up.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
You want her to walk around the streets in her underpants?
Yeah. That was good advice for someone that's been to undies night already.
Yeah, you can bring a change of clothes. You can wear, you know, slacks.
When you get in, you need to get those clothes off quick, though.
Why? Well, I mean, what kind of...
It's an undies night. It's not clothes night.
Is there a bouncer at the door saying, I'm sorry, you're too overdressed? Can't come in.
You know, if I would do it, you know, I'm a 40-year-old, so I'd be wearing my sweatpants and sweat jacket. I'd be going, hey, where are the lockers? Is this like U.S. Skates of America?
Exactly.
Where do I put my belongings? Do you sell locker combinations? That's funny. I thought it was great advice, but I see where Joe's going too. I like Joe's idea. Just show up in long underwear and say, give me my $200.
Exactly right.
8:15, your mix and triple Doppler weather, a service of Sofa Express.